We were to be joined by Arwen Foley, editor of AA Road Watch, to talk about traffic restrictions during the papal visit this forthcoming weekend. Instead, in fact, we have Chris Jones. So good morning, Chris, and thanks for joining us.
Pleasure, Johnny. Good to be with you.
Yeah, you're most welcome. So we have two events in Dublin this weekend. The Festival of Families at Croke Park on Saturday. Gates open at 4 p.m. Concert happening between 6:30 and 8:30 p.m. And attendance of 70,000 people expected. And on Sunday, Mass in the Phoenix Park at 3. Apart from traffic restrictions, though, I think it's important to warn anyone out there thinking of travelling to any of those events without a ticket, don't even attempt to go there. There are no tickets left and no one gets in without a ticket. Would I be right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right, and that's the message. I think that has been the case since pretty much the start of the week. Tickets for all of the events this weekend sold out very quickly, so if you don't have a ticket, don't travel.
Okay, so Aaron, tell us what to expect in terms of travel restrictions around Dublin on both days, Saturday and Sunday, with these events happening.
Well, on Saturday, there are quite a few restrictions, especially around the city centre during the day. Pope Francis will be appearing, proceeding through the city centre on Saturday afternoon from around about 4 o'clock, we think, and that's obviously in advance of the event at Croke Park. And most of the restrictions, as I say, will be in the city centre, as well as Patrick Street, O'Connell Street, around the quays and so on. As far as Sunday, though, that's the main issue, really, with the event at Phoenix Park. We actually have, if anyone has access to our blog, that's theaa.ie/blog, they can go there. We have a lot of information about all the traffic restrictions there. It is worth mentioning for people who aren't travelling to Phoenix Park that the M50 will still be open. There's no restrictions on the M50 and the M1, for example, if anyone's heading to the airport. But as far as people travelling to Phoenix Park, the message is use public transport. Obviously, there will be a lot of private coaches going as well. The Dublin Bus actually have 7 hubs organised, which will take people as close as possible to the Phoenix Park. However, it's also worth bearing in mind that wherever each drop-off point is, there will be quite a long walk, so do be prepared for that. Probably a walk of at least half an hour, possibly more, depending on where they're being dropped off. So be prepared for rain, comfortable clothing, strong footwear, etc.
Okay, so Dublin City remains open for business on both days, and anyone who needs to travel into the city needs to take public transport. But will there seriously be enough transport available to cater for the number of people travelling?
Well, we're told that pretty much every possible bus, train, coach is going to be pressed into service this weekend to get people there. So we don't anticipate that that's going to be an issue. And certainly, for anyone that is looking to travel, obviously, leave plenty of extra time, whatever journey you're taking, because we do expect that obviously the demand will be very high for Lewis's, for Dublin Bus, for Bus Air and Irish Rail and so on. I think the message as well, for anyone coming from slightly further afield, is to make sure you pre-book a ticket. But if you're travelling within the city, within the greater Dublin area, and you have a ticket for the Mass on Sunday, then you can use public transport for free, but do leave plenty of extra time.
All right, okay. Will there be any additional services on the Dart Line and the rail services to cater for the events on both days? Because, you know, on Sunday, there's a very skeleton service on the Dart.
Yeah, okay, I'm just get in front of me what we have here. So as far as the Dart is concerned, there will be a special timetable operating on Sunday. Extra services will be provided. As I say, if you present your ticket for the Mass, you'll be able to travel for free. Do, of course, allow plenty of time because large crowds are going to be expected there. As far as Lewis is concerned, there'll be a 6 to 10 minute frequency on both the red and the green line. Although for the red line, there'll be no service between Blackhorse and Smithfield. So that's for the city centre stops between 7 a.m. and 10 p.m. The green line is going to run from 7 a.m. until 11:30 at night, and that'll run straight through from Brides Glen to Broombridge. And then as far as the Irish Rail is concerned, as I say, book in advance, and if you haven't done so already, I would recommend doing that as soon as possible, because you won't be permitted to travel without an advance booking. That's for intercity travel. For commuter services closer to Dublin, there will be a special timetable operating on Sunday. Extra services on Northern, Maynooth and Port Leash lines. further details, of course, on the Irish Rail website. And there are a few stations that are within walking distance of Phoenix Park, Houston especially, that will be very, very busy. So if you're planning to travel to Houston, then make sure you account for the fact that it's going to be extremely busy, and we're talking pedestrian traffic. It'll take a while to get through the station and to get into the park.
Okay. Will buses pass through city centre at all? What if somebody needs to travel from, say, north side to south side, say, bus number 15 from Clongriffin to Rathfarnham, or via the city centre, or vice versa?
Well, if you go onto the Dublin bus website, they do have specific information on all of the different routes. There will be quite a few diversions, understandably, on Sunday especially. Some on Saturday, but more so on Sunday. Because of all the road closures. So I think the advice there is to check timetables, check the Dublin Bus website for details of your specific route. But Dublin Bus will be running on Saturday and Sunday. It's just there is unavoidably going to be quite a lot of disruption to their services.
All right, okay. And to facilitate drivers travelling to and from the south side, it's recommended mm-hmm. to take the East Link Bridge. Does this mean that 24/7 on both days there will be no traffic restrictions around the East Wall Road or Clontarf Road at the border of Fairview?
That's right. You have two options if you want to travel from south to north or vice versa, the M50 and the East Link. Do bear in mind that both of those incur a toll, but both will be available throughout Saturday and Sunday. The only restrictions on the M50 is that between 6 o'clock in the morning and 11 o'clock at night on Sunday, you won't be able to get onto the Navan Road, the Chapelizza Bypass, or the Nace Road heading towards the city. They're going to be restricted for buses only. Aside from that, the M50 will be fully open. Obviously, wherever you plan to go, if you do plan to take a car anywhere near Dublin on Sunday, leave plenty of extra time for your journey, because it is going to be very busy. Obviously, of most importance is to anyone heading to the airport. So it might take you a little longer, but you'll be able to get there.
Excellent. And it's business as usual at Dublin Airport.
Correct.
With no restrictions.
Yeah. Yes, that's absolutely true.
Okay.
And the same is true on the M1. No issues there.
Oh, okay. So if you live
and
in city
port tunnel.
If you live in city centre, let's say you live on Parnell Street, and you need to get to the airport on Saturday evening, or say mm-hmm. Sunday afternoon, what's the best plan of action for anyone to get there? Will the normal buses to the airport from McCall Street like be in operation, or will they need to walk as far as say Whitehall or Collins Avenue?
Now, as far as I couldn't be specific about Dublin buses to the airport. They will be running, certainly. There may be a change of stop. So my advice there, whatever service you use, whether it's Dublin Bus or any of the private operators, is to check their website, get in touch with them, and just double-check exactly where buses are going to be departing from, because certainly on Saturday there is a closure on O'Connell Street. Sunday, O'Connell Street isn't affected, so if you're picking up a bus on O'Connell Street on Sunday, you should be fine. It's not actually affected. It's not part of what's been termed the controlled access zone. But the best advice there is to check with the operator and just double check exactly where the departure point is going to be.
Excellent. And for anyone with a car, at what point can you enter the M1 to get to the airport?
There's no change on that. You can get onto the M1 via the M50. Via the Swords Road, via the R139 if you're coming from the Donnyclerhall direction, and via the Port Tunnel, they're all available.
Right, okay. And is there a website available for anyone to check on traffic and road restrictions on both days? Probably AA Roadwatch, is it?
There is, of course, yeah. Our website is theaa.ie/newsroom. We'll be manning that from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. 7 days a week, as we do all the time. You can also check our route planner, that's the aa.ie/routes, and that will give you extra information on some of the traffic delays. And we have a blog, so the aa.ie/blog. Everything we know about this weekend, about the papal visit, and all the implications for traffic and travel can be found on the blog. And I would recommend you take a look at that. We have a video as well there, which sort of picks out some of the more important information with some nice graphics. So do check that out.
Okay, Chris, thank you very much for all the information and for taking the time to be with us today. All the best to you, and take care. Have a great day, and thanks for stepping in at such short notice to fill in for Erwin.
That's my pleasure, Johnny. Thank you.
You're most welcome. Thanks a million. All the best. Now, that was Chris Jones stepping in for Erwin Foley from AA Roadwatch, telling us about traffic restrictions during during the papal visit this forthcoming weekend. A very eventful and exciting weekend ahead, isn't it? And our advice to you, if you're heading out and into City Centre, or any of the events in fact, just give yourself plenty of time and take care.